The order, Bob Williams here.
David Knapp here.
Bob Grace here.
Dave Dearborn here.
Christy Elchinski here.
All righty, and we're all set, Shelley, for recording?
All set.
I guess we're off and running. See if we have any public comment first. Anyone? Mayor?
I'm glad to see everybody all sitting at the same table.
Okay, good. We chained them to the table. It's all good.
Better and brighter.
Yeah.
Don't cost as much.
So, new business. We'll jump right into it. Bobby?
All right. We have three loans being presented today. I'll go smallest to largest, just to make it a little easier. The first one, Labry's Laundry Company and Dog Wash, that opened earlier this year on East Washington Street. Would it be better? I don't want to talk to your back, Paul. Would it be better if I stood up here?
Yes, it would talk to my back.
I'll talk beside you. They got the quote from Flix Heating and Air Conditioning, and it was actually $35,000 more than what they had thought it was going to be. This is simply upgrading all the plumbing, heating, and HVAC. So he would like to add the $35,000 to his current loan of $125,000. He's still keeping it at the 10-year for 3.75%, and we are still first position on the real estate.
It's been through all the committees, right? Recommendations?
Yes, yep. Loan board approved it. He has already paid down $5,000 of his principal. I think it's $5,024, and he's never been late on any of the payments.
Any other questions regarding the loan?
I move it be approved.
Second.
I think you and Ben would have a meeting with the loan committee on we've set what a vision is that the RDA is going to have, and I don't know if we've communicated with the loan committee what the direction is. I know we have limited funds and we have to be resourceful.
We've been working with them on a, I'm not sure I want to call it a policy because I think it's appropriate to have a level of flexibility, but a guideline perhaps. I think it's like 10 pages or something at this point, which kind of describes the history of the loan program, what we have in it, what its general purposes are, historically how it's been treated, any changes that we're looking to implement, that kind of thing. So I think we are well on the way. And that would come before, I think we're ready to take it to, we are ready to take it to the loan review board. So the next meeting we can do that and then bring it back to this board for an official approval. But we wanted to at least get their comments on it. So by way of example, one change would be previously it was mandated that job creation had to be part of the proposal, and really after reviewing it, that may or may not meet the needs of the community at this point. For instance, redevelopment of a dilapidated project may be, you know, something that we want to prioritize, and I think we should. So maybe job creation isn't the only thing on the rubric that you count. So that kind of conversation is happening, and they already asked these kinds of questions, but it's a little bit sporadic. So going forward, this will have a checklist that kind of identifies what benefit we're getting out of subsidizing the expansion program.
So we've got funds. Do you have a balance in our loan account?
I actually don't know what it means. It's over.
That's okay. Yeah, we looked last time.
But just under 1.2, I thought. So, so are we gonna, we have a first. We want to move through, or
I'm just adding my comments.
Yep.
I think what the direction that we've set, job creation, something that's going to generate tax revenue for the city on a better basis down the road, or something that's going to increase the aesthetics of a structure, the landscape.
I kind of look at, I need to abstain because Bill works for me, but
I think we also have to understand that all projects have change orders and things change. This was part of the original project. He didn't do more work after the original project opened the store. It went
Correct.
Over, which is happening to everybody today because we don't know what costs are on a monthly, daily basis. So I would just, you know, put that in to understand that this really was part of the original scope of the project. He just really kind of had a change order.
Yes.
So I like the fact that we'll be getting with them, and Ben and I have talked about that, just on a couple of things, just because we don't want to be just the cheap money lender for everybody. It's got to be with our scope of how it does march down that lane of helping the taxpayers of the city, because that's what we are, is we're supposed to be working directly with that. I do know that these projects like this, without us, probably wouldn't get done in a timely fashion. I would move to second that loan go through, but knowing that we're going to have to take a serious look, you know, in the future, being that this was part of the original plan, I think it might be good just to move through. So I would second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
As opposed? Okay. And Christy abstained. Okay. All righty.
Okay, moving on to the next one. It is Nick Hiles out of Boxit and Lockett and Clymer. He has portable storage units. He is looking to expand Boxit and Lockett, his current company, with climate-controlled indoor self-storage units. He will rent the 6,000 square feet space at the West Smith Street Plaza. He'll have 54 units ranging in size of 8x9s and 10x20, resulting in 4,460 square feet of net rentable space. He's looking at $155,000 over 20 years at a 4.75% interest rate. We would have first liens on the storage units, truck, forklift, and trailer. We do have a signed landlord waiver from Steve that would allow us into the property should he default on the loan.
So I need to understand just a little more about what the money's going towards. You can tell me, is it redoing the building or is this the stuff he's putting in your building?
Just the build out. Just his storage units and build out. Some
and
of
they,
it,
they can be removed?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sure some of it will, you know, like lighting is part of that. Probably the door entrance, a specialized key fob or a card key set up for that. Will all be part of that as well.
Yes. They'll have 24-hour access to it, just like you said, with the key payments and everything can be made right there at a machine that will be on the property as well.
There's going to be a lien on that, but what's the value of that stuff if you pull it back out? Which I would think would be...
As far as, like, being used, he has the whole... business plan. Actually a hands-free access to your storage. It's an app that would be on there for the kiosk to allow him in.
You're asking what our collateral is?
Yes.
As far as like what it'd be if we moved those storage units back out?
I just think we're in new territory, right?
Yeah.
Putting money into someone else's building. So I just want to make sure we know.
So the retrofit system is what he would be using. And it looks like, do you want to see the floor plan here of it to kind of get an idea? It looks like the whole fit of, or just the storage units are the $92,098.
I guess my thought is just looking at it, you're never going to recoup anything trying to move those back out. I mean, there might be some value in the material of it, but I think...
He has a forklift and trailer that he's also putting up for collateral. First leading position. Just, I want to make sure I put that out there, too. On the other hand, I think it's an amazing thing for the community also to have. And a great use of space of what they're doing over at that plaza.
Oh, that's tremendous over there.
I think it goes hand in hand with what we need to talk with the loan board about. In regards to how we're going to start lending money and who we lend money to and what. I mean, when I look at expenditures, when you look at his three-year map out, I mean, his expenditures went from 86 to 23 and his profits up to 72. I mean, I'm all for people making money, but the part of owning your business is you have to put some money into it, too, when things are on that. I mean, I think it's a big chunk. A, the question about going into somebody's building is a question, which is kind of rare and new, but, you know, on the other hand, that's a great thing over there. But the fact that we don't have what happens if he goes under and the recouping of, like Dave is saying, the collateral really isn't there. I'm kind of surprised that the loan board approved it based on that issue alone, but... that's the questions that we have to look at when we're lending money. I mean, it's not like we have this big, huge checkbook of money, and how does it march down the lane of helping Corey? That's the number one thing we need to really keep in focus and in mind.
Any other questions? Are these slide-in, slide-out units, or are they built inside the building?
No, they're assembled inside the building. So slide-in, technically. So they can be disassembled and they fold up and
gotcha.
That's my understanding. What would make the RDA comfortable for this to happen? Where would you be?
I'm not uncomfortable. I guess the question it would be, and I'm the new guy here, but it's outside of the norm.
Right. Yeah, that's how we've, you know, given money in the past. I mean, it's... You know, if you're putting that in and adding to it, it's one thing because you have the building and you have, you know, the money behind it. But you're actually, he's going into your building, which you set the rents, and then making improvements on your building. There's also that question that comes across, you know, is this something we want to march down the path to do that? But that's why we have the loan board on some things to look at that. But... I just think it's time, just these two loans, and quite frankly, all three today, based on what we're going to hear. We need to sit down with the loan board, and they need to march in line with what we're doing when they make their decisions. It's great that they're independent. It's great that they're all this, but they need to know where we're going and how we want to go, being that we have a smaller cash.
Did the loan board have any comments?
None. Correct.
Well, they asked these questions.
Yeah, I mean, they did verify that the partitions could be moved out for the, you know, I did call Nick and verified that it is mobile, that we'd be able to take them down and they would be ours, yeah.
If you know anything about that industry, I think they would have some value if something happened. I mean, that is a big business today and it is growing bigger every day.
Yeah, there's no available exterior storage
like that.
None. Right.
Yeah. So I think it's going to probably work, but I think we should just ask these questions when we're doing these.
Does he sign personal on that?
He did. We got personal guarantees from him and his wife.
So,
okay. And he has a history of success the first few years he's been in this anyways. I don't know how many years he's been doing the GUSD.
Well, the personal guarantees are good.
Six or seven.
Right.
Eight.
Yeah. Established.
All right. Any other questions?
I guess I would just... You have to have faith in your loan board, and I mean, I'm sure they've done their due diligence, and they should operate independently.
Correct.
But I think it'd be good for us to just communicate with direction and focus.
But you're comfortable moving on this today, though, or no?
You got to trust your loan board that...
Okay, I hear a motion.
Yeah, I'll make a motion.
Second? Anyone?
Second.
I'll say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. The third one.
Okay, last one. is for CAIDC. They are looking for $600,000 to help with the expansion of the Enterprise building out there on West Columbus Avenue. 10-year loan with 4.75%. The loan board did ask us if we were the only one that would hold a lien against the building. We are first position lien on the property. There are no other liens against it other than ours. They do have a previous loan with us that is $1,082,652.33, and all payments have been received on time.
The timeline on the two, by the way, I don't remember how long that loan.
10 years. About 10 years.
There are 10 years left, and this is a 10-year, so they coincide perfectly.
All right. Obviously, I have to abstain, so I'm going to move this over to Christy to go into
this. Not a problem.
This.
Any comments from the board?
Questions? I have to abstain also.
Okay.
I have to get them grant money, so I will vote on this. But there will be grant money coming in, which will help offset some of these.
This is all a win-win in my mind, but.
And it completes it. It ensures the project being completed.
Absolutely, needs to be done. Nobody else will. I'll make a motion to approve this.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. To abstain.
Great, that is all I have. Thank you so much, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda has to do with the HVAC replacements, the 17.5-ton unit outside of Advantage Puck in our multi-tenant facility at One Plastics. We've talked about it at length over the last 6 months. We went ahead to pull the trigger, and Tammy and I realized that we never actually asked you to vote on the approval of the expenditure, despite having talked about it at length. So all this is a simple request to approve the HVAC bid. It was circulated by Tammy in your packets beforehand, so any questions?
Did we get three quotes?
Yep.
Okay.
This was the lowest.
All right, any other questions? Take a motion to approve. Purchase?
So move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All righty.
I think I think that pretty much concludes the RDA official board meeting.
Okay, so. Should we make a motion to adjourn that?
I think you could. Why don't we go ahead and adjourn for the simplicity of note taking for the minutes, and then move into a work session where we will not necessarily record it. I mean, or Shelley, you can record it if you want. I think it's a public meeting, but we don't need the kind of formality.
Yeah.
So moved.
You
need a second.
Second.
Okay. You adjourn.
Okay.